Each year, the California Innocence Project receives thousands of requests for assistance, and we rely on interns to go through those cases and look for the needles in the haystack. The cases where we can prove there's an innocent person in prison.
I applied to work for the California Innocence Project because I was really interested in the ways in which the legal system can go wrong and what work people are doing to correct that.
I applied to work for the California Innocence Project because I'm really passionate about righting the injustice in the criminal justice system, and I wanted to be a part of the project that was working on that.
The hardest part of the work is probably the pressure to pay so much attention to detail, because even the smallest oversight can really mess up someone's life. These are people we're dealing with, so I feel a lot of pressure to do a good job.
The hardest part of the work is seeing the innocent people that are wrongfully convicted and incarcerated and the struggles that they have to go through while in prison.
The hardest part of the work is probably just getting over your already preconceived assumptions about like what guilt means. Like, just because somebody's convicted doesn't necessarily mean they had anything to do with the case.
The hardest part of the work is sending rejection letters, especially when it's because we don't have any new evidence to exonerate them and not because we think they're guilty.
The hardest part of the work is closing a case that shouldn't be closed, but you don't have enough evidence to take back to court. Even though your heart tells you that the person's innocent, you can't help them anymore.
I'm Justin Brooks, the director of the California Innocence Project. To learn more about our work and the people we have freed from prison, go to californiainnocenceproject.org.